For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. After a 44-year absence, commercial flights will soon take off from the Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport. Contour Airlines will make its first flight out of Bowling Green on August 29th. In this interview, Airport Manager Rob Barnett talks about what he thinks commercial service will mean for the region.
Access to air transportation is critical for a community to sustain its economy, to grow its economy, and allow those visitors, those business individuals to come into the community seamlessly throughout travel rather than driving up the interstate, an hour and 15 minutes to Nashville and dealing with parking and rental cars and all those things. And we see this as an opportunity not only for a business traveler to travel seamless from our community to their destination and return, but also for that leisure traveler. So we see this as a convenience, as an economy boost, if you will, for both types of businesses and travel patterns.
Give us some background on Contour and what drew the airline to this region.
Contour Airlines is owned by Corporate Flight Management, based in Smyrna, Tennessee. Corporate Flight Management is a very successful charter company, and just recently they started getting into the airline business, and their first successful route was Tupelo to Nashville. The reason they've been so successful is because of their reliability and their on-time accountability, if you will. That was imperative in solicitation of an airline for us, to marry the right company, the right airplane with our community, so that we reduce the financial risk in order to get to a point of sustainability.
The flight schedule includes round-trip flights daily to Atlanta year-round and seasonal flights to Destin, Florida. Why were these two destinations chosen?
You know, when we were looking at the closest hub for people to connect, whether it be a business traveler or a leisure traveler, realistically, the two hubs that surfaced, Chicago O'Hare and Atlanta, Georgia. The reason being is because those hubs allow people more connections basically than any other in the southeastern part of the United States and in the Northeast Corridor. So we decided on Atlanta for many, many reasons, but primarily because of the connections. From Bowling Green to Atlanta, once you land in Atlanta, you have thousands of connections to get you anywhere in the world.
A lot of work has occurred behind the scenes as far as hiring and construction. When travelers arrive at the airport, what can they expect? Walk us through that process.
When travelers arrive at the airport, they're going to see a temporary terminal building, which consists of about six modular units that will be connected with a corridor. So you have three on the front side, a corridor, three on the back side. The reason it was designed in that fashion is the front side is the screening area. So when you walk into the lobby, you'll be checked in by the airline. They'll check your driver's license and your airline tickets and all those things, verify that you are present and you are, you know, checked off the manifest or what have you. Turn left, you'll walk into TSA. We anticipate the longest anyone would wait in a TSA line would be about 8.5 minutes. So TSA process will be very short, very quick, very convenient. Once you clear the TSA screening area, you'll walk directly into a sterile holding area, which will be a waiting area, much like you see in some of the larger terminal buildings with, you know, the TVs, the terminal seating, the vending area, so on and so forth. You will walk out of, just when you get ready to load the airplane or board the airplane, you actually will walk out of the facility approximately 50 feet and get on the airplane.
We've been speaking with Rob Barnett, manager of the Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.